Mick and MJ in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
And we've been joined live in the studio by friend of the show, Glenn Robbins. How are you, Glenn?
Hey. It's such a pleasure for you to have me, man of the world, here.
Why do you say that?
I come in with segments. I come in with stories. Mm-hmm. Come in and I've done something interesting, and I'm going to talk about it.
Well, you've talked up a big game so far. Why don't you put your money where your mouth is?
As you know, I like to go swimming. I like to play golf. I play golf with you.
I like
to go swimming in the ocean, which reminds me of one time we played golf, and we decided to go for a swim after playing golf.
We were driving home from our golf course.
Yes,
and we were.
I like to have a bit of a dip to refresh.
And you talked me into having one with you.
Yeah, and you didn't. I had a pair of bathers, but you wouldn't wear my spare bathers.
No,
I don't know why.
That's because that's just too weird.
And
so I went in derps in my derps.
Yeah, and ironically, at the same time, you had a big billboard of you in your underpants, which was near my school, and the girls were coming out of the school having to confront Mick Molloy. It was quite disturbing to myself.
It was a Triple M billboard, by the way. I made for a show called Tough Love, and I was like a male model, modelling.
Oh, I wouldn't say model.
I was modelling underpants.
No, you weren't modelling. It was offensive and inappropriate. Anyway, I was down in Melbourne, and I went to this place, which Sydney is getting one. It's called Urban Surf.
And just before you move on, because you said the funniest thing about that, because you said that billboard was out the front of a primary school, and you said not only was it inappropriate, but everyone had to slow down to 40Ks.
That's true.
Everyone had to slow down to 40Ks because you were out the front of a school. So you couldn't even nip past it.
Yeah, you're going, oh, no. Kiddies, look away, please. Poor kid.
I was like the Sheraton Sheets man. Remember the Sheraton Sheets man and women used to crash their cars because they were looking at it?
Overselling.
There was a little bit of that going on with my billboard.
It was a bit Sikkim Rex. Remember Sikkim Rex?
Sikkim Rex.
What a great ad that was. Yeah. Remember that was for Ants Pants.
Yeah,
and it was a woman. And this things you can't do today.
Yeah, there's a segment. Things you can't do today.
This was a woman, a hot model, lying down in skimpy underpants with ants on her panties.
That's right.
And she lets an anteater come
ant-eater
in.
Around.
She goes Sikkim Rex.
Yeah. So where's the joke there? How is it ironic? It's just direct. Anteaters have long tongues, do they?
No, it's just got a big beak. It's got like a big schnoz. Sikkim Rex.
Anteaters or helmets.
Get your ant's pants.
Anyway.
Over here.
On topic.
Yes.
I went surfing, urban surf. A wave. People who surf will tell you.
What's urban surf?
It's a mechanical
man-made
wave.
Yeah.
Man-made.
Where's the fun in that?
Sydney is about to get one, and they're going to have a lot of fun. It's fantastic. It's very hard, but it's very enjoyable. Anyway, I did it. Legend. I can show you the video if you want. In surfing, waves last about, at urban surf, they last about 12 to 13 seconds, 12 and a half seconds. And it will
Seems like a lot of trouble to go to for like 12 seconds of enjoyment.
Yeah, you'd just rather sit on the couch and eat chips and watch footy rather than participating in life.
Yes, you nailed him.
I don't think that's a bad option.
Yeah. So, if you talk to a surfer, they will tell you that 12 and a half seconds is probably the best thing they did all day, all week. Yeah, it is. It is. Some say it's better than you know what.
Yes. No.
So I'm
eating
here.
It's double the time of you know what.
Well, this is what I'm talking about. Is there things in your life that you do for around about 12 and a half seconds that could rival riding on a wave? I've got a few on my list, but that's my number one.
That's your number one, riding a wave. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to come back and we're going to discuss this.
Yes.
Things we do in 12 and a half seconds that are more fun than anything.
What gives you pleasure in 12.5 seconds?
This is what we're asking because you did what? You went on an urban surf
wave. The wave lasts around about 12 to 13 seconds. Are there other things in life that feel good at 12 and a half seconds?
Kat, you've done the urban surf.
I did.
Was it that good?
Was it right?
Loved it. I will happily go in Sydney. I had one of the worst wipeouts I've ever had, though.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah.
It's hard.
It's a very hard wave initially.
Well, how's it the best 12 and a half seconds if it's
because
wiped
when, you,
out?
Get
when
it
you get
right,
it right.
Oh, I settled down.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know,
snap at me. So,
don't worry, it's something you'll never do anyway because you'll be scratching your ass, bumping into things.
So you come in here and you're so rude to me.
Now, well, you know.
12 and a half seconds is the question. What can you do in 12 and a half seconds?
Who wants to start?
Wow.
Yeah, who wants to throw one? Why don't you
get the ball rolling?
Okay. You know when you get into bed and you've got clean sheets?
Yeah.
How good is that? I mean, it doesn't last all night, but that initial 10 seconds, you go, oh, this is so good.
Just on that topic, I've got something else for you.
You're giving me a look. Because you've never had clean sheets. Yeah.
You know what, Glennie? When you're in the middle of the summer and your head has been on the pillow for a while, then you turn the pillow over the other side. It lasts for about 12 seconds.
Oh, the cool pillow.
The cool pillow. Yeah.
The cool side of the pillow.
That's what I named my biography.
Yeah. Cool side of the pillow.
I don't know why. It's just a good topic. It's a good name. Okay, keep going. Segment's going really well. Trust me.
Can I have a go?
Yeah, okay, go.
12 and a half seconds, because it's great.
Yeah.
Microwave a party pie.
Oh.
12 and a half seconds, and honestly, no waiting.
Now, hang on a second.
Pop that thing like a Malteser.
I will argue that it need not microwave, because that's dangerous. It needs to be on the electric. Because it could be a really hot bit. And you put a...
It only takes 12 and a half seconds to microwave a party pot.
Yeah, it won't be hot.
No, I'll give you that.
Mate, you're
right.
12 and a half seconds, is it?
Yours. Okay, and I must admit, that was my number one that I had up my sleeve.
What was it?
Party pie.
Party pie?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's a cheeseburger.
Oh, do you want me to do another one?
Yes.
I'll do another one. I can channel surf every sports channel on Foxtel in 12 and a half seconds.
Yes.
Bang,
nice
bang,
one. Good
bang,
one.
Bang, bang, bang. Or ESPN2, bang. Oh, yep. There we go, Sky Channel, bang. Nah, don't mind it. Fox 1, cricket,
that's pretty
bang.
Good. Yeah,
Fox
I'll
two,
give you
cricket,
that.
Bang.
Yeah.
From my couch in my underpants, I know you like to.
Yeah.
I'm like the fastest gun in the West.
How about.
With the remote.
How about an itch that is really hard to get to? And then you get to it and you scratch it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, isn't it good?
Is it the 12 and a half seconds of scratching? It's the scratching that's good.
You've got to earn it, and 12 and a half seconds of scratching. And maybe you don't go for 12, but it's, you know.
I've got another.
What about when you drive through the McDonald's and you get a really fresh cheeseburger? That takes about 12 seconds to eat that.
Bang, bang. There you go. How many bites? Three bites.
Two bites. Bang, bang.
Two bites.
Gone.
Woof, woof.
Yep.
I can smoke a cigarette.
In 12 seconds?
In 12 and a half seconds.
You can't.
I can if I have to. If I'm out the front of something or I've got a break or I'm doing a TV show and the ad breaks are only running so far, I have to get out the front, bang, 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 I can suck that thing in.
I can
dispose of that. So you're getting an insight into my life. I can smoke a cigarette and microwave a party pie and channel surf every sport channel.
I think we are painting a picture here. Absolutely.
What do you got?
I'm not speaking on my own behalf here, but apparently taking your bra off.
Oh, that was going to be mine.
You can do that in 12 and a half seconds.
No, not reach around and do it, meaning apparently for a girl.
Yeah, Katsy said, 12 seconds.
That was going to be mine. Actually, I've got it written down.
Yeah.
12 seconds.
You can get your own bra off in 12 and a half seconds.
No, in about two and a half, but the feeling
it's not, you don't need Houdini. You know,
it's pleasure in a short amount of time.
Well, what about that first foray into the shower when you jump in the shower every morning? And the hot water takes a while to come on, but as soon as that hot water hits it, it's about 12 seconds of luxury.
Isn't it great when you just know you turn your knobs perfectly?
When you do that, don't mime it.
No, but you don't even
have to. Are you still taking your bra off?
No. I know my knobs. I go, that one's that far. I can step in with confidence.
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. See, this is what life is all about. What about a cold flannel?
Oh,
cold flannel. You know, on your face.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's
like you're on the airplane. You know, you're up the front of the plane and you come around.
I'm going to be honest. I'm still thinking about taking a bra off. And what the best.
Well, okay.
If you can do 12 and a half seconds in the dark, it's like safe cracking. If you can get that off and. Bang.
Oh, yeah. If you fumble, it is really a bad move. You're talking about a guy moving his hand around there.
Well, it's one-handed, isn't it? It's one-handed. You're using one hand.
It's, yeah. That's the problem you've got with the over-the-shoulder boulder holder.
Oh, my Lord.
It would be similar for you taking off your underpants. It would be some time for you to put it.
Right, I need a couple of radio clowns to come in and do that.
You, this is your perfect day, sitting on the couch, going around sports, taking your underpants off while you're taking her her bra off, yep. Eating a party pie from the microwave.
You started it.
Yeah.
All right, I think we're done.
Okay.
Hey, can I just some? Did you have one to close, or did you not?
Yes, you would have. Oh,
what about when you get the your dog and you put your face in your dog and you go dugga 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 dugga.
What's wrong with you?
Isn't that the best?
I'm somehow related. Is your
somehow related?
Is your podcast? Glenn Robbins, you do it with Dave O'Neill.
Yeah, don't ask me what we're talking about because I can't remember. Let me answer what the answer is. We'd love to have you visit our place where we don't talk about taking our underpants off and taking bras off inappropriately. We talk about civil things. You learn something.
Thank you, Glenn Robbins.
Good on you, Glennie.
Mick and MG in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet. Mick and MG in the morning, weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Triple M.